Hey, it's the Pete here for the Pete Podcast for, let's see, April 27th-ish, depending on when you're listening, 2016, and this episode is, this edition of the podcast is going to be dedicated a little bit to Prince there in the beginning. We lost him last week, yeah, and just a quick tidbit of why I do what I do. It's like, people die and it sucks. And there's so much to be done, so much potential to all of us. And I just hate to think of us squandering, our potential because of, you know, bills or just stupid petty stuff, you know? Like our whole capitalist system, which basically, you know, forces us to play the game because some, you know, pompous rich dickheads at the top are like, ooh, no, you got to work hard. You've got to earn it. No, nowhere in life does it say you have to earn it. There are species of animals that steal and murder and take what they want. And I'm not suggesting we do that. I'm just suggesting that it's not about, there's no grand universal fairness that we can trust in life. And it's a huge mistake to think that that this system is a good one to continue to embrace forever. My point is just that life is short. Don't waste your time. And I don't know, maybe I'm overreacting, but it just, when somebody like Prince dies at 57... and it's just like, it reminds me of Douglas Adams, one of the great creative genius tragedies, in my opinion, where he died in his 40s. And, you know, it's just terrifying to me. Anyway, so, but that's not what I'm going to go on about for the whole rest of the podcast. I am going to try to keep it short this week because I am swamped. I'm having to go day jobbing again. But I did want to talk about this thing that came up last month, which basically pretty much everybody missed. I'm just looking at a CNN article right here, so it's not like it wasn't in the mainstream media. But basically, I'll read an excerpt from this article. One of Richard Nixon's top advisors and a key figure in the Watergate scandal said the war on drugs was created as a political tool to fight blacks and hippies. And that's according to a 22-year-old interview recently published by Harper's Magazine. So, you know, basically, let's see. So let me continue on for a couple more paragraphs here. The Nixon campaign in 1968 and the Nixon White House after that had two enemies, the anti-war left and black people. Former Nixon domestic policy chief John Ehrlichman told Harper's for the April cover story published Tuesday. Sorry. Yes. You understand what I'm saying? We knew we couldn't make it illegal to be either against the war or black, but by getting the public to associate the hippies with marijuana and blacks with heroin, and then criminalizing both heavily, we could disrupt those communities, Ehrlichman said. Quote, we could arrest their leaders, raid their homes, break up their meetings, and vilify them night after night on the evening news. Did we know we were lying about the drugs? Of course we did, quote, unquote. So that's John Ehrlichman. He's not nobody in recent American history. Yet he admitted that the war on drugs was strictly because the White House did not like certain people. And that means that everyone who has fought the war on drugs since this point was fighting a racist and culturally ethnocentric war that was bigoted against people who maybe had a different point, not maybe, who definitely had a different point of view from the government. The government was basically saying, trying to tell us what to think. And guess what? They succeeded. Several generations, I can't even say a single generation, entire generations of Americans were raised to believe that drugs were bad. You know? Forget that alcohol and caffeine and all sorts of prescription drugs were illegal. No. These handful of drugs were just drugs, capital D, evil. And we were lied to. People have died. People have, lost their their lives while not dying because they've been put in prison. The whole concept of drugs being illegal is just utter bullshit. And this should be national fucking news. I mean, this is absurd. I just don't understand. This war has been going on since the 60s. I know it's a figurative war, but it doesn't matter. There have been tons and tons of deaths and violence and horrible things and just utter misunderstandings. Talk about a perversion of the truth. This was strictly done as a power play. And I love how this CNN article like says, according to aide says Nixon's war on drugs targeted blacks and hippies, right? So they're not saying it did, but obviously it did because his aide fucking says it. What more do you want? And besides, we all know what a paranoid idiot Nixon was. It's totally likely that he would do it. We also know he was racist. He used the N-word on a ton of his recordings. So it's like, give me a break here. Give me a break here. This is ridiculous. We as a country have our priorities completely fucking backwards. I mean, I'm sorry to get all angry, but it's like, give me a break. I just don't know what else to do. I mean, our country is backwards ass all over the place. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense for us to not be incensed about this. So this isn't just, you know, age old, oh, we can't do anything about systemic racism. It's been here forever and we can just whittle it down in pieces. No, we can fucking make a difference because the bulk of the direct cause of all the black people in jail, the high percentage of prisoners who are black in America today is because of drug laws. Because of drug laws. And if Nixon had not done that, if Ehrlichman had not done that, those guys had not created this bullshit war on drugs, this whole situation we're in now would be much more diffused. Yes, of course, we'd still be racist because we're human. But there wouldn't be any of the, or I shouldn't say any, but most of the problems. I mean, come on. I mean, it's the whole image of blacks in American society was built on the last 40 years of bullshit, you know? And I just, it just makes me so angry that this completely got swept under the rug. Nobody's fucking paying attention to it. We've got this just absurd spectacle media system, and it just goes from one explosion to the next, and there's nothing in depth anymore. No one is paying attention. No one is drawing attention to these little things. These little admissions that apparently happened in, what did this article say? 1968. You know, I mean, I just don't get it. I just don't get it. Anyway, so yeah. I'm not sure what else there is to say about that aside from, you know, be pissed because we've been lied to. And drugs aren't bad. They're not good. It's all in how you use them, which is really obvious. And I guess this what makes me angry more than about this more than most things, you know, like it really gets me anxious, is that when I was a kid, I was straight-laced. I followed all the rules, all the laws, and I didn't, you know, drink, and I didn't get into drugs, and I didn't do all the things my friends were doing because I followed the rules. I was like, well, those drugs are bad, so I'm not going to do that. And I just, who knows what I missed out on? Who knows? So for decades, I like was safe and didn't know I would have been safe either way. So think about that. Anyway, I apologize. This is a speedy week for me, or a busy, very busy week. So I need to, this will be the end of the Pete podcast for this week. No Patreon edition, but thank you very much for listening. I'd love to hear what you think about this. Thanks, Jeff, for commenting, or Escape Rabbit, sorry, on Twitter for letting me know what you think. And anybody else, please let me know what you think. I wanna make the podcast better, so let me know. Thank you very much for listening. This is the Pete signing off. Until next week, stay safe and good luck with whatever, you know.